Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay, so please support them so we can continue to share these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we got John Ezrin, and he is with Assurance Software. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Lee. It's good to be here. Thank you.
Now, before we get too far into things, tell us about Assurance Software. How are you serving folks?
Yeah, so Assurance is the largest provider of business continuity solutions in the world, and we offer consulting, software, and staffing to help businesses prepare for and to be ready to respond to any kind of potential business disruptions. Those disruptions can be anything from a power outage in one location to a global pandemic like COVID-19. And we're owned by an Atlanta-based private equity firm called Resurgence Technology Partners, who support us strategically and financially.
So now, you started out in software and have expanded into consulting, or were you always involved in both?
Well, we've always been involved in both, but primarily software. And we just recently acquired a company called Avolution Consulting. And Avolution has a history in the consulting practice. And so the story is very exciting because Assurance has done two very strategic acquisitions. The first was a company called Clearview Continuity, and then Avolution to help us round out that business continuity consulting capability.
Now, when a company starts working with you, do they usually come in through the software door or the consulting door?
They come in both ways, but a lot of times what we find is that a business will approach us and they need help figuring out what they need to do to make their business continuity program work. And so they might come looking for software and we'll bring some consulting along with it.
Now, what's the evolution of the company? What was the genesis? How did it get started?
Well, the company got started originally when Resurgence Technology Partners spun out Assurance Software out of SunGard Availability based up in Pennsylvania in the Philadelphia area. And that was a little over 2 years ago. Prior to that, the company had been in business for years in the business continuity space. But after Assurance spun out the business, we acquired Clearview Continuity, which was the leading software provider in Europe. And then recently, in the last few months, we added the Avolution team to our ranks in the last 2 months.
Now, if you could educate us a little bit about business continuity management, why is that important for companies to kind of pay attention to and have a plan in place?
Yeah, sure. Well, every year, especially in 2020, we've seen business disruptions taking place that vary from weather-related disasters like the fires in California to health-related disruptions like the COVID-19 pandemic that's happening in the world today. And these disruptions cause major impacts to our operations, our reputations, and our livelihoods. So the business continuity management role in organizations are responsible for having a plan for any kind of in any of these potential unpredictable situations. Those plans are built, exercised, and reviewed on a regular basis across the various teams inside of your organization, whether they're small or large businesses, whether they're public sector organizations or even nonprofits. It's important for the business in order to continue to function with as little disruption as possible. So the bottom line is that without a plan in place, it makes organizations think very reactively. And it's difficult to react quickly, effectively, and strategically. And so that's what business continuity programs are all about.
So it's not necessarily anticipating pandemics or civil unrest. It's more of having a plan when whatever kind of disruption occurs?
Exactly. So the pandemics that are happening today are a good example of those kinds of things. But traditional natural disasters, supply chain disruptions, any of the kind of things, cyber attacks would be another one that's been rampant in the last 5 or 10 years. And so any of these unpredictable events that can happen to an organization that basically cause business to happen not as usual are the things that we're looking for and helping our customers plan for and be ready to respond to.
Now, are your new customers coming to you because a crisis has occurred and they weren't prepared, or is this something that they're switching from one business continuity supplier to another?
Well, that happens a lot, Lee. We see that a lot of times organizations might not have any business continuity plan in place, or maybe they do have a plan, but it's largely for some type of compliance purpose. They might have a regulation that requires it or customers that require it. And sometimes customers come to us and they say that they've been just going through a box checking exercise. And then some type of event will happen that will put stress on those plans. And they realize that maybe they weren't as ready for these things as they thought they were. And that usually ends up being the kind of event that happens that causes someone to come to us, where they say that we're looking for something that's not just a compliance related need, but we want to be ready and we want to be resilient.
Well, it sounds like your offering is more strategically inclined rather than just some folder that sits on a shelf that you break glass in case of emergency.
Yeah, I think that's a good way of looking at it. And one thing that we're seeing as a result of the pandemic that we're going through is that organizations are beginning to have this on top of their minds. And boards of directors, CEOs, are increasingly realizing that maybe they weren't as prepared as they needed to be. And we're seeing a huge amount of interest in companies that are looking at things as a more strategic thrust to make sure that they're really ready for the kinds of things that could either happen again or the next event that might be just around the corner.
Can you maybe share a comparison of a company, like how they would handle a crisis, with a plan and without? Like, what are the two scenarios? Obviously don't name names, but like that in your mind that you've seen somebody like, oh, they obviously didn't have a plan. They did ABC, and these people had a plan. They were able to do, XYZ.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of companies that are reaching out to us today as they've had to move into, with the quarantines in effect, they've had to move into a work from home basis and they didn't really have the plans made. And so we've seen companies that have told their employees to work from home only to find out that people didn't have laptop computers or they didn't have the right software on their laptops to be able to do the things they needed to do productively. They hadn't tested these things. They didn't have enough bandwidth, reaching the applications or other critical things that were needed in order to for business to continue to operate as usual. And so this reactive mode, runs into all kinds of issues and all kinds of problems. On the other hand, there are some companies that have been fortunate enough to put together plans and to exercise or test those plans. And a really sound business continuity program is all about thinking about the risks that you might have, putting plans together for them, and then exercising or testing those plans so that you can stress the areas that maybe you're not prepared for and think about them ahead of time so that when a real issue comes up, you have practiced the ability to think on your feet and to perhaps think through some of the things that you need to be ready for.
Now, is there any low-hanging fruit that a company can put in place, whether they work with you or not, or maybe some must-haves that they should if they're thinking about doing something along these lines?
There are a number of different resources people can turn to. One of the things that I guide people to is our website at assurancesoftware.com. We've put together a pandemic resource center, which includes all kinds of guides and templates and webinars to help with either building or reviewing pandemic plans and how to get back to normal. And we're seeing a lot of traffic, a lot of people that are just using these resources to help today. It's not just pandemic planning that we're talking about. It's any kind of disruption that could come. And I think that once businesses are beginning to, to look at one type of disaster, then it's easy to sort of start thinking about, well, what are the other kinds of things that might happen to us or could happen to us that we need to be ready for?
Now, is this kind of a service that's only for the largest companies, or like what is the size of your sweet spot for your clients? Are they only kind of mega enterprise level, or can the little guy also benefit from this kind of service?
No, our customers are a full range of some of the largest enterprises, banks, insurance companies, and financial services providers, all the way down to some of the smaller mid-market companies. We have some companies that some customers that are, fewer than 100 employees. For us, our sweet spot is probably the upper mid-market or enterprise business, but the resources that we have that we make available are, I think, relevant to companies of all sizes.
Now, does the buying decision from this come from the top? Is this kind of a senior leadership kind of thing, or does it come from maybe people who are more dealing with the boots on the ground that would have the need to have an action plan?
Well, traditionally, the buying decisions have come from business continuity practitioners, the business continuity manager. But what we've seen this year is an increasingly large number of board members, CEOs, business line managers that have become very invested in making sure that the right programs are being put in place. And so we've been spending a lot of time helping those organizations think through, how do we make a decision? What are the requirements we should have? How should we be making decisions around what we should do first? And that's, I think, something that's born directly out of how pervasive the pandemic has been. It's not affecting just one geography or one industry or, one, type of business. It's affected everybody so universally.
Now, can you share a story, maybe a client, don't name names, obviously, but where they said, you know what, we really appreciate what you've done because this happened and we were ready. And I don't think that would have been the case had we not started working with you.
Yeah, absolutely. We have an organization that today is a fulfillment and distribution customer. And a few years back, they ran into problems with forest fires in California. And at that point in time, some of the warehouses were cut off from highways. And unfortunately, they weren't able to make deliveries and were managing things on behalf of their customers. And it was a real problem for their business. And by working with us, we were able to think about, well, what are all the different kinds of issues that could get in the way and interfere with their ability to provide the level of service that they're guaranteeing their customers. And it was very eye-opening for them that they were able to think through some of the risks that they really weren't taking seriously or didn't understand what the impact would be. And they were able to come up with really interesting solutions to these issues so that they knew, if something like this were to happen, well, what would we do? Who would we call? How would we notify people? And it was something, I think, that gave the management team a lot of confidence that they had already thought through and planned out for these different types of scenarios. And what we heard when the pandemic hit was that had they not been able to think through some of those issues earlier, that they would have really been caught flat-footed. And because they had put some of these ideas in motion earlier, they were much more ready to be able to respond to the real events that ended up happening this year.
So now, you mentioned earlier helping your clients with the transition to work from home that a lot of companies had to make with their employees. Was that something that affected your firm during this pandemic, where you had a lot of people working from, or were you ready for that?
Well, we're very fortunate that working remote in our business is something that many of us had been doing in the past, and we were very rehearsed. So when the lockdowns came, we were able to move to working from home in a way that, that really didn't have a big impact to our business. It's been very helpful for us to be able to use video tools. We've been using video conferencing more and more in our business before this happened. And now the fact that we've gotten used to doing that, it's been really helpful. One of the other things that we realized as the pandemic got into full swing and we were working from home is that we had to communicate more. We've been holding bi-weekly town hall meetings, for example, where we've been able to have everybody on video and communicate with everyone both ways, being able to let everybody know what's going on and to be able to answer questions and respond to people. And it's been a really good thing. And it's been something that I think when all of this is over with, we think will help make us better as a company and be better at communicating with each other.
Now, mentioning that specifically, but also talking about just that experience of when people are working from home, it's more chaotic. It's less kind of in a vacuum that traditionally work has been for a lot of people. Are you seeing that as something that's going to improve the culture of the company? And specifically what I'm saying is, you know, you see the kid run by or the pet, or you see someone's house a little bit and they're getting to know people a little differently than, you know, you knew them at work, but you never really kind of got to see them in their home environment. Is that something that you think is impacting cultures of company?
I think it is. You know, I've noticed that it's caused us to know something new or to learn a little bit more or to take the time to understand each other a little bit more. We sometimes jokingly refer to the children that are running into the meetings that we're having or dogs that start barking as our coworkers. And I think that the other thing is that balancing family and work is always challenging, but now that people are working at home, it's caused us to really think about making sure that we're taking care of our employees and that we're drawing the lines between our personal and business lives and that we're supportive of each other more than maybe that we were before when we were going into offices and we could just forget about those things or never really acknowledge those things. So I hope, and I'd like to think that when we go back to a new normal, that this will be something that we'll be able to build on and it'll improve our communication and understanding each other and the culture of our company.
Do you think it's going to help people with their empathy and maybe give more grace to people that are kind of trying to juggle and balance a life? You think that this has forced everybody to kind of breathe a little bit and understand, hey, everybody's got a lot of stuff going on, you know?
I know in our company it has, that there's been a lot more patience with each other when disruptions come up. And we, I think, realize that we're all in this together and we all have the same kinds of disruptions and issues. Now, whether we forget all that real quickly or whether it takes us to a better place, I'm not really sure, but I hope that it ends up giving us some change for the better.
Now, are you seeing any kind of learnings, maybe silver linings from going through this that you think will transfer and that you could share with folks as we move out of the pandemic?
Well, I think that some of the things that I've learned and some of the members on the leadership team at our company, I think, would share with me is that it's forced us to try to be more open-minded about what the future holds. You know, things are changing very rapidly in the world, and it's the silver lining might be that it's causing us to think about what the future will be and what the new normal will be and how we want it to be. We've done some surveys recently within our company to ask our teams about what their needs are, what their expectations are. We've been listening and getting feedback from people just to understand it. And I think that taking time to listen has been really helpful to us. And that's been a silver lining for us is that it's caused us to be, I think, a little bit more purposeful that way. I think what we've realized is that sometimes we need to slow down in order to speed up. We need to try to not rush things and understand what our team needs and what our company needs in order to, cope with what's in front of them right now. And so I'm hoping that that ends up being the silver lining here, and it's something that will make us better as we go into the new normal.
Well, John, thank you so much for sharing your story today. If somebody wants to learn more, have more substantive conversation with you or somebody on your team, is there a website?
The website is assurancesoftware.com, A-S-S-U-R-A-N-C-E, software.com.
Good stuff. Well, John, thank you again for sharing your story.
Thank you, Lee. Appreciate it.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, we could not be doing this work without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. We'll be right back.